I think when we first think of orchestral music, we don't think of the Olympics or the World Cup. Or I just think for most of us, that's not the first thing that comes to mind. So I was fascinated that not only were you inspired by an international sporting event, but one that happened 62 years ago.
Right. Well, I love the World Cup. And I have to say, I do like Brazil. And so soccer fans around the world, you know, they'll say that being a fan of Brazil is sort of like being a fan, well, I guess, of the Yankees or something. You know, a fan of, you know, the most dominant team. But I found it interesting when I found out about Maracanazo, the 1950 World Cup, in that Brazil has won the World Cup four times, which is more than any other nation. And if you talk to Brazil football fans, the game they still talk about is Maracanazo, 1950, when they lost. So even though they've won it four times since then, and they're their most dominant team in the World Cup in the modern era, they still, that Maracanazo was still a big thing in their psyche.
That's a burr under their saddle, so to speak, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
So tell us why.
Well, because I think there are a lot of reasons why. One is that was the first time Brazil had hosted a major world event. And they, for them, it was sort of a coming out party to the world of sorts, and, you know, as a major culture of the world. And so they pulled out all the stops. They built the Maracanã Stadium, which for the final match had 210,000 people in attendance. And they were also the team that was favored to win. They clobbered their opposition all the way to the final match, and they were widely expected to – they were the de facto champions before they even got to that point. But then – they lost.
You can hear the Jaws theme, you know.
Yeah, I know. Whenever I tell the stories, people know, I know where this is going. Yeah, so they were the overwhelming favorite. Uruguay, who was the previous World Cup champion, but that was before World War II. And they were the underdog, but they did end up winning. There's a quote from the FIFA world president from the time about how after Uruguay scored the winning goal, that the stadium, 210,000 people, were just morbidly silent. That it was almost too much to bear to stay in the stadium. And yeah, soccer in Latin cultures and in Europe and in most of the world is a really, really big deal. There's a feeling or a lot of discussion about how national teams reflect their nation's culture and sense of identity. And Brazil is definitely one of them. Brazil is known for its samba offense. And I think if you watch soccer enough, you really feel that there is something to this. That the soccer teams really do reflect culture of their home, their country. Now, so this connects to, I've been a fan of Brazilian music for a very long time, mostly classical, I admit. So I love Villa-Lobos, a wonderful, one of my favorite composers. Also Francisco Mignone. And I love this kind of the mix of Brazilian folk music with classical techniques and trends from Europe mixed with indigenous people's music. It's just a wonderful blend. And so I find that very compelling. And of course, the samba is one of the probably most prominent styles of music in Brazil still to this day.
And do you use other Brazilian rhythms and melodies? Did you pull from any kind of folk idioms? Because I know Villa-Lobos did that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, he did a lot. I didn't do it quite like Villa-Lobos. I mean, I'm not really Brazilian, right? But I do love Brazilian culture. If you're going to write a piece about Brazilian soccer, it has to be samba. It just has to be. So I spent a lot of time just trying to absorb what a samba is. You know, what the rhythms are like, what the melodies are like. And I didn't quote anything, or I really tried to write pastiche of a samba because I knew that probably wouldn't work. But I tried to write everything I write, I try to have it be imbued with whatever makes a samba a samba.
I bet it's a lot of fun for the orchestra to play, isn't it?
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope they're having fun.
Is there a lot for the percussion section to do?
You know it.
Because they often get left out, I feel. So this is probably a great piece for them.
Yes. It is very percussion-centric, especially in the opening of the piece. And I use some authentic Brazilian instruments. I use these bass drums that are called zurdos. They're essentially a bass drum, but they're a little deeper tube. Also, I use an instrument called a pandeiro, which is sort of like a tambourine on steroids. It's a big tambourine.
That's a great description.
But it's like a big tambourine, and it has a clearer sense of pitch. It's a wonderful instrument. It's a virtuoso instrument. So in my piece, because I'm a fan of Brazil, I mean, I like a lot of South American soccer, but I still feel in this situation, I'm not rooting for the underdog. I'm feeling more of a sympathy for the team that lost. You know, the big team, the well-funded team with all the national heroes on the squad, and they lost. And I feel for the Brazilian people. So the piece is a little bit of a downer at the end. However, there is a little bit at the end of the piece, there is a little bit of the samba that keeps going.